look back at one of these humic acids, for instance, then if we take this carboxyl group down the end, this will be deprotonated, so it'll be COO and there'll be a minus charge on it. So if we have got a group that goes 1, 2, 3, chirals with that, That would give you a four-membered ring. If we looped back to another oxygen, and we can potentially form a five- or a six-membered ring. So our definition of a chelate ring was a five- or six-membered ring involving two donor atoms or more.